GOP governors slam Biden's vaccine mandates after he vowed to get them out of the way. By Paul Bois on September 9, 2021. Republican governors across the country are sounding off after President Biden vowed to get them out of the way if they resisted his mask and vaccine mandates. During his speech at the White House on Thursday, President Biden said that he would use his powers to override any governor that refuses to go along with his mandates. Right now, local school officials are trying to keep children safe in a pandemic while their governor picks a fight with them and even threatens their salaries or their jobs. Talk about bullying in schools, Biden said. If they'll not help, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way, he added. Following the speech, various Republican governors around the United States immediately vowed to push back against his authority. Governor Asa Hutchinson, R.A.K. I fully support continued efforts to increase vaccination rates across our nation. But the federal government mandates on private businesses are not the right answer. I have been consistent in the freedom of businesses to require their employees to be vaccinated. And I have opposed the government from saying businesses cannot exercise that freedom. The same principle should protect private sector from government overreach that requires them to vaccinate all employees. Governor Tate Reeves, RMS. The president has no authority to require that Americans inject themselves because of their employment at a private business. The vaccine itself is life-saving, but this unconstitutional move is terrifying. This is still America, and we still believe in freedom from tyrants. Governor Doug Ducey, R.Oz. This is exactly the kind of big government overreach we have tried so hard to prevent in Arizona. Now the Biden-Harris administration is hammering down on private businesses and individual freedoms in an unprecedented and dangerous way. This will never stand up in court. This dictatorial approach is wrong, un-American and will do far more harm than good. How many workers will be displaced? How many kids kept out of classrooms? How many businesses fined? The vaccine is and should be a choice. We must and will push back. Governor Kim Reynolds, R.Y. President Biden is taking dangerous and unprecedented steps to insert the federal government even further into our lives while dismissing the ability of Iowans and Americans to make healthcare decisions for themselves. Biden's plan will only worsen our workforce shortage and further limit our economic recovery. As I've said all along, I believe and trust in Iowans to make the best health decisions for themselves and their families. It's time for President Biden to do the same. Enough. Governor Kevin Stitt, R.O.K. It is not the government's role to dictate to private businesses what to do. Once again, President Biden is demonstrating his complete disregard for individual freedoms and states' rights. As long as I am governor, there will be no government vaccine mandates in Oklahoma. My administration will continue to defend Oklahoma values and fight back against the Biden administration's federal overreach. During the address, President Biden said his new rules will also require private employers with 100 or more employees to mandate vaccines or weekly testing.